Well, let's see market-wise today, Scott. It seemed like, you know, there was some early hopes this morning this corn market would see some higher numbers with those supply concerns out there. But we are trading pretty much to a lower money. What do you see when you look at this corn market that's causing for the downtrend today?
Well, I'm starting to see a little concern out there. There's a lot of talk of corn still reaching toward that 750 level, which is very possible and within reach right now. We also got some thought out there right now that compared to 2008, we produced 8.5 million less acres last year, or harvested that much less, and prices are well above 2008. So we could see a lot of acres coming in, which would dramatically alter the supply demand reports.
There seems to be a big push already. It seems earlier this year to be talking about a corn versus bean acreage duel.
And right now, the corn definitely still looks better on a per acre basis for profitability. If you look at the new crop. And so beans going to have to do some work. But the bean downside is it's just starting to get a little sloppy in their market points right now. They're starting to see some basis that weakening, and crushers starting to cut back on the amount of crush. So we could see the beginnings of here of the top.
What are we seeing soybean-wise? I know they talked about some profit-taking as well, but are we seeing, because of the Lunar New Year holiday, a possible slowdown in demand from China?
Well, that's the definite talk right now, is that they could be cutting back on their demand. Weather's also starting to become a negative as far as the U.S. markets from Argentina and South America. It's they're starting to get some better moisture right now. That's all going to start putting a play on it. We get price levels here, I think, will reward the market, although we could see a little stronger push here as well one more time up.
What about these Wheaties? They seem to be the one that's at least most of this week have been pulling and being the leader.
Well, we're really starting to talk about the drought in China's wheat-growing areas, but that might be a little bit premature when you think that 80% of that area is irrigated and the other 20% would really have to be dry through March before it has much damage. So that's still kind of early to play that one. But right now we're still dealing with last year's droughts in Russia and in Europe, and letting the U.S. to take advantage of that market.
Over to the livestock side we go. This cattle market's lower. Are we seeing some profit-taking for them today?
A little bit of profit-taking. Box beef is kind of stabilized here around that 173 area. That's about $1.50 higher than last week. Still pretty decent beef demand, but yet we're still having a market here that's focusing on substantially higher prices later on this year, starting here actually in the March-April time frame. And you look at the cattle and feed report from last Friday, there we've had another month of higher numbers, and looking at probably a bigger supply in the second quarter, which could put more pressure on this. And compared to current box beef prices, potential supply, we might have an overvalued market right now.
Now, the hogs saw some limit up action yesterday in April. It seems South Korea is still really pushing for that, 20 to 30% maybe increase in imports?
That's the talk right now, and that would be a definite boost to the hog market. Their pork cutout values have been increasing. Still not as high as they were in September, which has to make you feel good that as those continue to climb, that will support this hog market. And still talk that we could see that $100 area get hit, and it's very possible here in the next couple months.
What about for demand here in the States? There's so much talk about, you know, tightening of belts to continue. Is that going to cause for any concerns at the grocery store?
Well, right now, the higher prices, you know, you got box beef prices up highest level since 2008. You got the pork values, they're still below the September highs. But a lot of that has not filtered down to the retail level yet. And once that occurs, we may see a little bit more tightening, which in combination with maybe a little greater numbers here in beef on the second quarter could create a little bit of downward pressure.